You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
Cargo secured. Extraction complete.
Connection with Shade Network activated. Audio file download commencing. Files marked extremely sensitive. Strategic Homeland Division only. Agent, commencing transmission.
What's up, agents? You listen to episode 186 of SITREP Radio, giving you the news and other happenings in the world of the Division 2. The holiday event is now live. Hardcore mode is in the game. And today we get some minor updates on what is coming in the future of the Division 2. But first, my name is Mike, and joining me as always is my co-host, Robert.
Hello.
And Luke.
Howdy.
Hope you guys are well and have had a great week, and welcome to any new listeners of the show. First off, how have you boys been? Robert, how was your week?
Yeah, it's good. Yourself?
It's been good. I'm better than last week anyway. I've been back playing the Division this week after raging through Star Wars Fallen Order, but that's a different conversation altogether, why I was raging. Luke, how's your week been? I believe you've been back playing some Tarkov.
Did I ever stop playing Tarkov?
I don't know.
Did you go to work today?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you stopped playing it. unless you can play games at work, then
I was surprised.
I apply,
dude, if I could play games at work, I would not come home.
To where you work.
I was going to say, like, Rob, you're not far off, are you? If you could figure out a way to play games at work, you would.
Yeah, I've tried it. You can't.
Are you going to get the Stadia for that reason?
No.
But maybe.
Because you can't use Chrome browsers at work.
But you could get a laptop and take that in. You don't need a great laptop, do you, Rob?
Yeah, no, I still wouldn't do it.
I reckon you'd give it a good try.
Well, no, because I work in a secret lab. I'm not allowed to take any electronics in apart from my work laptop.
Secret is it lab. Is it underground?
Sort of.
All right, no, let me rephrase that. Is it below?
It's below the level? Car park.
That doesn't mean anything. It's just the car park's higher up than the building.
Well, yeah, that's what below the car park would mean. It's in the it's in the lower level.
Is this secret lab carved
sounds,
into the
it
side
sounds
of
really
a mountain?
Cool, but it really isn't. There's just a room full of computers.
Do you have to go down like an elevator or a secret set of stairs?
No.
The top is like a piano or like a bookcase that opens up.
No. It's not the bat cave.
Is there a access code that changes every 30 minutes?
No, I have to use a key card to get in.
Is there a hatch?
No.
Like in Lost?
There's a fire exit.
Is there a Scottish guy in the secret lab that has to press, type some buttons in every so many hours? There is.
Occasionally a Scottish guy does come in.
I was going to say there's plenty of Scottish people where we work.
And he updates the sheep dip machine. So that's kind of the same.
Do you have sheep where you work?
No.
You've got a sheep dip machine.
You did just say sheep dip, right?
Yeah, it's... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to explain what a sheep dip machine is.
So, Rob is doing genetic experiments on sheep. Once he's finished,
dude, it's top secret.
Shit.
Get me fired.
Yes, it is because he's Welsh. Half Welsh, quarter Welsh. I can't remember which.
Half Welsh.
You know, one of them. The second you said the word sheep, you piqued Reaper's interest, right?
Yeah. Sheep dip.
What's the second word?
Oh, no. I'm just going to shut up now.
Sheep dip. It sounds like something you have for dinner.
Division, yeah? Let's go.
Yeah. Previously on Sheep Dip Radio. Okay, let's get down to some news.
State of the game.
Okay, so this week's State of the Game, Hamish was joined by Drew to kind of give give a bit more information on what's happened with TU 6.1 this week, some of the issues that they've come up against, and there was a little bit of additional information on stuff that's going to come after Episode 3 launches early next year. But first, they did have a maintenance this Tuesday, the 10th of December, which basically launched TU 6.1. How long was the service down for? Was it about 9 hours, I believe?
Yeah.
Something like that. Apparently they needed the additional time. They found a bug before they tried to actually put the service live again, and they wanted to fix that.
Extended by 5 hours.
Yeah, it was, I think, first off, it was extended by like 2-3 hours, and then it was extended to like 5:30 or 6:30, depending. I think it was Central Eastern time or something like that, but people were kind of losing their shit. But to be honest, they tried to fix it before the service went live. If it was that bad, people would have been complaining it. Otherwise, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, you know, they did reward people. So to apologize for the fact it was down for 9 hours and people couldn't log in, they've given people 3 additional Silent Night apparel keys for the new apparel event that's just been launched on Tuesday.
Woo-hoo.
And so as long as you log in before the end of the month, you should have additional keys. Rob, I believe you logged in this morning. I know you've got the season pass. How many keys have you?
Did 7
you have
keys waiting for me?
So Luke, I know you haven't got the season pass, but you should have 4.
Cool.
I believe straight away when you log
only
in.
31 to grind for.
Yeah,
awesome.
So not gonna do it.
No, I reckon Doc's gonna do it.
Oh yeah, Doc will do it.
Doc's going to grind that out. Rob, I believe you've already even got the Reaper set, haven't you?
Yes, I've got 3 out of 4 from my 7 free ones, and then I spent some money.
Just to kind of round crashes. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Reaper set looks pretty good. I managed to get the hoodie straight away. That was good.
That's the best bit, to be fair.
Yes, it is.
Well, that and the mask.
Yeah, the only problem with it is apparently the hoodie doesn't work with some of the hunter masks. Any of the hunter masks. You can use it on like the Day of the Dead ones and a couple of the other things, but not the hunter masks.
Yeah, because they're full head masks, aren't they? They wrap around the back. So if you put a hood over that, it would just look stupid.
It's a game? You can just ignore it?
Yeah, but the way the character models work, I imagine you just get loads of clipping and it would just like, it would look
interfere with it. Yeah. however, as with most updates, there's been a few issues that have been reported already that they are looking into. Apparently invisible walls are still happening. So they basically, if you see any, they want the feedback given over on the forums with photo identification or videos or anything like that. Apparently, there's been a huge issue with targeted loot as well. I've seen people on Reddit basically saying that they've only been getting like 1 or 2 pieces from the targeted loot areas.
Who's got their phone on?
Rookie mistake.
It wasn't me. I definitely did it.
Oh, naughty, naughty.
And apparently some year one pass owners have not been getting their additional 3 apparel keys. Apparently it's just one of those things that if you're logged in, it turns up after a while, but they're going to try and sort that out. Rob, have you picked up the new Slayer Tommy gun?
No.
Why not?
How do I get it?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute, but how have you not got it?
Because I played for like 20 minutes today and that was it.
Do you mean by played, you literally logged in, sorted out your apparel stuff and then left again?
No, I went and looked for him. Because isn't there a guy who drops it, right?
Yes.
But I've never seen him ever.
I forget you've never seen the loot goblin before. So
no.
You mustn't have had a clue who you were looking for then.
No.
Okay.
I don't think he exists in my version of the game.
I disagree, but...
That is a thing, actually. You can buy a special version of the game where you get really good RNG, but you don't get the loot goblin.
Yeah, it's called the Division 2 Hemsley Edition.
Yeah. Because I mean, my dad won't be able to find him either.
But he'll have sweet RNG.
Yeah.
So, it's fine. But basically, anyone that's been rocking the new Slayer Tommy gun, they basically have it. They switch weapons, and the weapon you switch to doesn't have the reticule anymore.
Oh.
So it makes it a bit difficult to use. And clan caches have issues. They're dropping the wrong gear score. And finally, Thieves Den and Cassie do not have any stock. It's been looked into as well as some of the other vendors. Is this not something that was looked into for TU 6.1, or is that something they were due to fix in the future?
I don't know about that. I know they wanted to change how the spawn system of Cassie and the snitch was working. I don't know about the no stock issue.
Weren't they were trying to remove the whole having to do certain things to unlock certain stock?
Yeah, they were trying to remove the requirements.
They just removed all of it. I mean, they solved the problem, technically.
I don't know why people could... Yeah, it's
switched on its head. You now can't see anything until you do the requirements.
I wonder if this is like a massive fuck you. It's like, well, you complained about not having to do all these things to get that sweet set of gloves. Well, we took it out altogether. It's fine. It's on a 2-week rotation. It'll be back in a couple of weeks. Probably when Kenley College comes back. Yeah. The only thing with this update, there's been a lot of bugs and issues raised. Apparently people are having like system crashes and glitches, sound issues, visual issues on PC. Do you guys kind of think this update was rushed a little bit? Going off kind of what you've heard today. Or is this just a standard update?
No, it's just standard. You change something, you break something else. It's just usually what happens in the division.
Yeah. It's just a shame that, you know, they've just added a new weapon, and then you've got the reticle problem. It's kind of like the stuff that they've tried to add or change has now got even more problems as a result of it. I just wonder what your guys' thoughts were. Luke?
Yeah, I agree with Rob. You know, new stuff not quite tested quite rigorously enough, and new stuff is breaking old stuff.
Hmm.
They've also launched a game mode that they launched in beta. So that might be screwing with shit as well.
Yeah, could be anything. We've kind of already talked about it already, but yes, Apparel Event 5, Silent Night is live. There's 35 new items to collect. There's the Harrier Reaper Midnight Scavenger. Just go play the game and you get keys for it. Make sure you do your weekly projects.
How many keys do you get from them?
Is it 4?
Wow.
I think you have 4 for doing the project.
Is that if you're a season pass holder, or is that just standard?
No, that's standard. And so it's like 16 keys plus... You're going to get XP doing those projects as well. I believe it's every 3 caches you are determined to get another apparel event key from a cache, field proficiency cache. Bear in mind, as long as you're level 30, this does not work in hardcore mode until level 30, as a heads up. Because you just get like green apparel.
Why would you be grinding apparel caches in?
Well, you should be able to get access to the apparel event in hardcore mode as well.
Yeah, but that's not why you're playing hardcore, surely.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, it would be nice to have your time, like, if you're... Otherwise, you can, like, for the people that don't have time to spend in hardcore mode and the standard mode, do you know what I mean? You're going to have to, like, switch in between.
If you've got time to play the hardcore mode, then you've got time to play the apparel event.
Yeah, you just have to choose which one you want to do, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, before we leave the apparel event, for anyone interested, they've actually added brand new signature weapon skins with basically like a hazard theme to them. I don't know if you guys have seen these at all yet. But they kind of look cool. A bit different to the last ones that we had.
It's like one of the backpack skins from Division 1.
Is it the cleaner one?
It was... it was for completing one of the thing on one of the incursions.
Yeah. I quite like the Attack 50, the crossbow, and the grenade launcher. I'm not too sure about the minigun, but... Yeah. I'm the only one that's actually played Situation Snowball, the holiday event so far. It is live. It's now running till the 31st of December. However, any keys that you have earned during that period will be still able to be used until the 7th of January. I've picked up the Slayer Tommy gun. It's kind of poo. But cool. The funny thing is, like, Drew and Hamish were laughing about this on the State of the Game, and they were like, it's supposed to be crap. That's kind of the point.
Yeah, it's a meme weapon.
Yeah.
It shoots snowballs, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. My only thing is, I wish that they'd added, like...
Explosive damage.
What? Explosive damage snowballs? No, I was going to say, I wish they just added another PvP mode for this on Conflicts. Just everyone's running around with the Slayer Tommy gun. That's it. And you've got like green or blue gear or something. Like no set builds. It's just randomized.
Yeah, agreed. That would be amazing.
Okay, so Robert, you wanted to know how or where you should go and grab the Slayer Tommy gun.
Is there a specific place I can go and just find him?
There seems to be two locations at the minute that you can easily go find him. The first one is DCD. So basically fast travel to the DCD mission and you should see him around there. And if not, the Lincoln Memorial as well. Should be either on the left or right side.
So don't do the mission, just
no.
Loiter in front of it.
Yeah, I literally went to Lincoln Memorial last night and found him within like 3-4 minutes. He basically runs pretty much at you or past you kind of thing. So,
is there a picture I can like look at?
I believe they put out a mini kind of trailer for the Situation Snowball update. And it's basically you killing... the Loot Goblin, and I believe he's got like a Christmas hat on. But okay. I can't remember if he's got it in the game or not.
Yeah, they said he was going to wear a hat.
Yeah. If you want to check it out, it's on the Division Games Twitter.
Okay, I will.
Okay. So hardcore mode is now in the game with the title update 6.1. I take it neither of you have tried it yet.
No.
No.
Luke, are you still jumping in after the show?
Maybe.
Okay. I know what maybe means, but there we go. They basically reiterated that the game mode is probably not for everyone. It's just a different way to play the game. Obviously, because upon death, you lose your character. Apparently, people have been kind of like, why has this game mode been added? Why don't you just... instead of building hardcore mode, why didn't you just add survival instead? I'm kind of like, that seems like a really weird thing to say, because it's only, I think it's like two people that have built this mode, because they interviewed, by looks of it, two, Braden and I think Fabian on the State of the Game, and they seem to be like the main people that were probably dealing with the hardcore mode. So I don't know how either of you feel about the fact that they've added a mode that probably isn't for everybody else. Luke.
Honestly, don't care. I'm going to enjoy it at some point, so I'm just going to sit here and be selfish and say I don't care.
Rob, I know you're not interested in it. You're not interested in it at all.
No.
He's not going to sit there and bitch and moan about it, though, is he?
Nope.
No. But why aren't you interested in it? You just think it's a waste of your time?
Yeah. Well, the the game itself, excuse me, is hard enough to get rolls for loot as it is. Why would I then spend 200-ish hours to try and get a build to then die?
Okay, so some of the things that we'll talk about a little bit later on, would that pull you back in to play hardcore mode?
What?
With regards to RNG. If the changes to RNG were made, because it would be pretty cool to do the raid on hardcore mode. Apart from the fact of if you fuck up on the Trungus round at Razorback.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's eight people completely going to be pissed off at the end of that. But that's the challenge, isn't it?
I'm not sure I've got the stones to do that. But the way that I look at the hardcore mode is it's just a challenge. I'd be quite pleased with myself if I got a hardcore character all the way to level 30 and basically, quote unquote, completed the game. I'm not sure how much further than level 30 I'd go, if I'd go through the world tiers or not. But I'd try and tick off each individual mission. Because obviously there's ways to get enough XP to get beyond level 30 without doing all the missions. So I'll probably try and do each mission and get to level 30 and then go, okay, cool, I did it.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people basically kind of do all the main missions, then do side missions, and then kind of clean up with maybe open world content, and then go run the strongholds outside that, and then buy gear at the vendors and stuff like that, just to kind of get over-leveled for each stronghold.
Yeah, you'd want to be overleveled at least by like one level.
Not how we did it, because I'm pretty sure we went into a couple of the strongholds, not underleveled, but pretty much straight away, didn't we? Especially towards the end, I think.
Yeah, but we've got balls of steel, so.
Yeah, we probably died a lot, though.
Yeah, that's also true.
If I were to play it, I'd want to play it solo.
Solo?
Yeah.
Fuck you, then.
Because I feel like it would add to the challenge. Plus, you wouldn't play like a twat because you wouldn't be able to. Because if you're dead, you're dead. Like you can't get revived by one of your teammates.
Do you want to ask him, or do you want me to ask him, Mike?
What?
I wasn't aware Rob knew how to play not like a twat.
Well, I don't need to tell you to do that. You just asked him yourself, or have you? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it was a question mark at the end of that sentence.
Okay.
He's ignoring me and just pretending he's listening to music, bobbing his head along at the moment, but...
What are you listening to?
Your voices.
Oh, hello.
It's music in my ears.
Anyway, obviously, it's not something for everyone. I think the common consensus at the minute is there's a lot of bugs in the game, which could lead to death. And for a lot of people, the rewards just aren't there to validate people playing, which is fair enough. And also the fact that people have had to delete a fourth character to play this mode, which I guess for a lot of people that are hardcore players that want to level up four different characters, to delete one of your characters,
character is just a mule. I got to like level 4, so it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah. I've literally got to level 4. I started a character yesterday. I played for about 2 hours. I got to about level 4. And I enjoyed it. The only thing I will say is I just didn't think it was very challenging. And there's a lot of like filler in there. So you literally start all the way back, you know, on like the introduction missions and everything. I think you should just start at the White House without doing any of the introductions, any of the like... the instructions on how to play the game, all the cutscenes, just take all of that out because you don't need it. Because if you're in that mode, you should really know how to play the game at that point. But then
you skip.
Yeah, you can, but it's just get rid of it. It just kind of streamlines it a little bit. I mean, the fact that the YOLO hats that you can pick up is only at level 2. There's no other rewards. It is a beta, I guess. We'll just have to see what happens in the future. But seen a lot of people enjoying it so far, which is good. To say we haven't got that much to do at the minute, it's...
something to do.
Yeah. And obviously you've got the apparel event. You can go grind if you really want. And they have actually confirmed that they will be adding a fifth character slot with all the stash functions as well, some point in the future. So cool. That's pretty cool for people. I want to talk more about it next week. I'm kind of hoping you'll both at least get a chance to try it a little bit. No comment, but there we are. Anyway, down to something that I think really is probably the biggest news this week. One of the big things that's been going on in the community, obviously, we had to use 6 drop, which was meant to be the big thing with designated loot drops, kind of sorting out the RNG system a little bit, but you still don't know. There's still so much RNG in the game at the minute. It's just going to take forever to build something that you really, you know, get those gold rolled items. So they're actually changing some of the UI system in the game to kind of reflect the attributes, max ranges of gear that you pick up in the game. Rob, are you looking forward to this change that we're going to talk about? Why?
Because at the moment, you can't get god rolls. You can get close to them.
Mm-hmm.
But
you have to put a lot of time in to get
god rolls. There's no such thing as a perfect build in the Division at the moment. When this change happens, there will be.
Yeah, I've got a few concerns or questions to kind of bring up after we kind of discuss this. Luke, I know you didn't get a chance to watch the state of the game today, but basically what they're adding is they're changing gear pieces to now have core attributes and then minor, basically kind of like the Division 1, where you had like a major attribute and 2 minor attributes underneath it. But underneath those attributes, you're now going to have a stat range bar. So kind of you can kind of figure out how far on the towards like the max roll that you've got for an attribute, which is pretty cool.
Right, cool. A bit like a progress bar then.
Yeah, so for example, progress if you've got like 5% weapon damage, it's going to be like 3/4 or like 2/3 of the way along the bar sort of thing.
You know, if all of your attributes are full, it's god roll.
Hmm.
Yeah, that is something they've confirmed. It is possible now. It sounds like the budget system that we had before, which was the pie system, is actually changing.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Was it pie or was it pizza?
Pizza.
Right. So you can now have all the slices.
You can now be greedy as fuck and have all the slices.
Then cool. Armor isn't a factor. That's just flat armor, which is great.
I'm interested to see what they're going to do with armor. Whether it's still gear score reflective and it increases based on that. I'm assuming that is going to be the case. Do you reckon, Rob?
Yeah, you'd assume so. Like but weapon it's damage.
But it's going to be static still, yeah? So for each, I'm guessing for each gear score, it's going to increment up.
They didn't say anything about guns as well. I imagine guns are going to change.
They did say guns were changing. They were going to, I think Drew was like, should we discuss it? Maybe we shouldn't discuss it. We need to wait for Thylander on that. So that'd be quite an interesting one.
Yeah.
But then Thylander was like, you can talk about it, whatever you want. But they were like, we'll keep that for...
Do you know a great thing about this is it's going to be easier to hone in certain things that are a little bit OP. Like they can balance armor, like extra armor on your attribute quite easily by just reducing that maximum stat.
Yeah. It does. I don't know about you, but it feels like we are seriously going back towards the Division 1 kind of how builds were made. It literally feels like we're going back to that. Obviously they've said you can get max rolls now. You can get a god roll piece if you want. They discussed recalibration slightly. There's going to be some changes coming to that in the future. It does make me wonder with the changes that they've made, are we going to get the ability to change more than one attribute and talent in the future? I don't know if you think that's going to be the case as well. Luke?
Possibly. I wouldn't say straight away, but that might be like the next the next step they go for when people inevitably start complaining that they still can't get the build that they want after this update goes live.
Yeah.
And then the next step after that will be the fucking optimization station, I guess. But that'll be a like end of life update, I would think, rather than
looking forward to that. Oh.
But I do think the good thing about this now is obviously on loot pickup, you can see exactly what, you know, how good a piece of gear is that you're chasing after. There's no need to keep multiple chests, backpacks, and all the rest of it.
So let me just get this straight then. So the pie pizza budget system has gone from the attributes. So you could potentially get three max rolled attributes. One will be called a core attribute, and the other two are just attributes.
Yep.
And what were you saying about the armor rolls then, Rob? That's not part of the pizza anymore.
No, it's separate. It's flat. It's just a flat value outside of that.
But there's still RNG within that, or not?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's going to be based on
Drew
the gear score.
It's going to be a flat armor.
So if I get a gear score 500 chest piece, it will always have a higher armor roll than a 498 gear score chest piece of the same brand.
We don't know the specifics. It might it might vary between like gear score like 490 to 500, but like
got
it
you.
Does.
Yeah.
This is something we spoke about though, isn't it? This is literally something we spoke about maybe a month ago. Or was it back in September? I know it was quite a while ago that we spoke about it, but they were basically, I remember us sitting here and basically going, they need to change the overlap stat ranges on everything basically. And I'm glad they're finally doing it. Are you happy that they're changing the armor to be static rolls?
Yeah.
Especially with like, what is it? The armor shotgun meta that we've got in PvP at the minute.
Yeah, like I said, you can still get extra armor, but they can rein that in.
Yeah, if it gets too much, you can just reduce it, can't you?
Yeah.
That's got to be easier
to balance, like, completely.
I'm really looking forward to this. I really like the fact that this is going to reduce some of the RNG. Obviously, this is a...
The other good thing is we don't use certain brand sets right now because of how many attributes they have, because they have like four attributes. They're all fairly low. By the looks of it, this system would have to change every brand set to the same system, which means more build variety because you're going to be able to use other pieces.
Well, we've only seen two pieces of gear, both of them being Fenris as well.
Yeah.
And it's on a dev build, so it's not 100% confirmed, is it? So it could be a case that Fenris has three attributes, Alps has like four. They could change the whole lot round, couldn't they?
I agree with Rob. You'd have to balance it a bit more.
Yeah.
For example, Sokolov gloves get like four attributes. So you could have... It would be very unlikely that you'd ever get it to drop, but you could have max SMG damage, max AR damage, max crit chance, and max fucking crit damage, I suppose, on Sokolov gloves. And then you'd just be way above what you could get on any other set of gloves for obvious reasons. So
the only thing that makes me think they would generalize all the brand sets is because
it's got to be easier to balance.
Those two pictures we've seen, Fenris usually has two talents on the chest pieces.
Yeah,
and now they normally have two talents on a backpack. So, and they don't in those pictures,
unless they're only showing. I know on obviously the chest they're showing just the one core talent, but it could be a case of on the backpack that the UI on like the inventory menu is only showing like the talent. Oh no, because that doesn't make sense. No, ignore that. I was just thinking because of passive talents, but it doesn't work like that, does it? It could just be the fact they're only showing one talent so far on the backpack.
The current UI system shows you both talent icons, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like in live game, as
yeah,
we speak.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, they could be just reducing it.
Either a mistake on the UI part, and I know obviously it's a dev build, so I use the word mistake loosely, or what's more likely is they've changed it to keep it more balanced, to stop everybody running Fenris chests and literally only Fenris chests.
It does. they're stripping it down, aren't they?
Yeah. It's something I suggested a long time ago.
Yeah. Because they kind of did this in the Division 1. We had like the Alpha Bridge mount, and it kind of feels like they're stripping it back like they did with the Division 1 again. I'm glad they are. My only worry now is, are we going to end up with a best in slot meta off the back of this in the future? I know we could end up with that.
You mean more so than what we have now?
Yes, but it pretty much was set in stone in the Division 1 to run like certain talents and stuff like that.
I think within reason, you would always get a best in slot meta in any game like this, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Within what the build parameters are that you want to do, like, you know, if you're running a skill build, there's best in slot for this, that, and t'other. If you want to do a raid build, there's best in slot for this, that, and the other as well. So I don't see that as a massive problem. It might just be easier to get that best in slot.
Yeah, definitely. And it might actually mean that, because I can imagine like some people only have like 3-4 builds. I know a lot of people out there have a lot more than that, but having better RNG, reducing the amount of talents and stats that you have to deal with, means that people are going to be looking for other ways, I'm hoping, to run as a group. And I'm hoping that's actually going to be a thing moving forward. And I believe it was brought up on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, and Thylander did comment to say that, you know, I agree, we need to kind of go back to like a team-based like kind of build up for doing content, because at the minute everyone kind of seems to be running the same builds for everything. Like, we need healers, DPS, and tanks back, like what we had in Division 1.
The content doesn't require you to need that, though, does it?
No, that is part of the problem.
That's not just a build problem. That's a core game issue, really.
Mm.
I say issue because, you know.
But is that because some of the builds are OP? And maybe this would reduce some of, like, the stat changes might actually reduce some of that.
If anything, the stat changes are going to make it even more... Well, sorry, the stat changes are going to make the game even easier. I'm not necessarily saying the builds are OP, but, you know, the content just got easier.
Mm.
If you can have max rolls on 3 attributes now instead of just 1, because you're using up too much of the pie, if you've now got max armor and max weapon damage, you're instantly stronger than you were before.
I don't think we'll go...
Yeah, but they're going to tweak those numbers down. Like,
yeah.
On the chess piece... It's halfway across, and that's 4.5%. So max would be 9, where you can get 18 now. So it's like half the max weapon damage.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Again, dev build. So
yeah, we're taking all this with speculating more than anything else. But
that's good though. You don't want to make it too easy, because most of the content's fucking easy as it is now anyway.
But so. I'm wondering if that's what they're taking into consideration. Maybe we've got too much damage and too much health and too much armor, and now they have the ability, now they've simplified it, they've got rid of the pizza system.
They can make it harder by running in those valleys.
Yeah, but the only downside with that is, are we going to end up back with a bullet sponge game as a result of that, because of the amount of damage that we can currently deal, but then they can tweak the PvE numbers, can't they? They can tweak the TTK and on the PvE and all the rest of
this. This is going to push people towards gear sets.
Yeah. Be interesting to see what happens with gear sets as well going forward.
Where did you come to that conclusion, Rob?
Because if they weaken, say they weaken
brands,
the builds, enough that it makes content harder. If you have someone with aces and eights in your team, it then balances out a little bit.
Okay. Certain gear sets then, not like all of them.
No, yeah.
Yeah, no. It's fine. I'm not.
It depends on the content, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to see where your headspace was at, because
pretty much all of the gear sets are like support builds, right?
Yeah. The only ones that help you buff damage really are True Patriot to a certain extent, and then obviously Aces and Eights is the standout, isn't it? So as far as I can remember what the talents do anyway.
But then it's 4-piece anyway, so then you're going to be either running exotic or a couple of brand pieces with it anyway, aren't you? So it's going to be interesting to see.
In an ideal world, you put the 4 pieces on that then allows you to have the 2 pieces of whatever brand set you want to run with talents on, because you now in raid get gear set pieces with a talent on the backpack and the chest. Is it?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That is correct.
So that will give you 4 talents, depending on how they balance what talents you can and can't get on brand sets moving forward.
Yeah.
Because you could technically have, well, no, it was chest and backpack, wasn't it? So that removes that. Yeah, it was always 4 then, wasn't it? Sorry.
At the end of the day, these changes, I mean, Rob, is this going to fuck people's builds up?
Oh, 100%.
Are you happy with that?
Yes.
I kind of am, because think how hot on the game we were when TU6 came out. We were like looking at all the builds and all the rest of it, and we were chasing after like loads of different things, weren't we? And we already know there's a couple more talents coming in the game. Composure now rolls on your chest. You're going to be able to have composure, which normally is only knee pads, I believe, is going to be running on your chest. The only thing with that is composure was a passive talent on the chest. There was no requirement for it. Did you see that, Rob?
Yeah.
Whereas at the minute, I believe on knees, it requires, was it 9 or 10?
7.
Is it 7?
Yeah.
I thought it was 9.
No.
That was a lot higher than that. 7 DPS attributes.
Red.
Right, stupid color. That's what it is at the end of the day, isn't it?
Damage, yeah, red. Damage. Yeah, it's red.
Yeah, damage. DPS, red, whatever you want to call it. Green.
Green. What?
There's no green in the game, dude. The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, there is.
Red, blue, yellow.
Green
and green
gear sets. Well, those gear sets aren't green.
Yeah, all right, they're green, but they're not an attribute, are they? It's not a... Fuck off.
I was just thinking, with regards to you saying about it's okay them changing stuff, us having God roll gear, do we think it's now time for a world tier increase off the back of this? Because in theory, that should increase the difficulty.
It's been time for a gear score increase since like a month after World Tier 5 came out.
Mm.
They're essentially doing that anyway, if you think about it, because
they're halving the values of the attributes.
And the fact that we're all going to have to refarm our builds.
Again. After saying we're definitely not going to need to do
which it. You would do in a new World Tier anyway.
Yes. But then I think after that, it should be 2-3 months we get another World Tier. I think it's about time.
Depends what they've got planned for year 2, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds like there's a lot planned. I mean, with the ZTF members out there hinting like this isn't it and all the rest of it. Well, so,
if there's some fat content spelt PH coming for year 2, then
I fucking hope so.
Doesn't necessarily need to be another world tier, does it? Because people will be too busy playing the new shit to give a fuck about grinding the same missions over and over again.
Yeah, I honest to God hope they come back next year and be like, okay, we gave you the primary game and like the DLC for free. Here we go. We're going to blow you out of the water with the content. I really hope that is the case. Before we do kind of leave this kind of discussion, but we can get max rolls in the game. Does this mean, not now, obviously, when this drops in the near future after episode 3, okay, so you're going to be able to farm to get max rolls again. Does this mean the optimization station is coming back?
Almost 100%.
I agree. I believe we're on the road to it, to be honest.
On the road to it, but I hope it's a fucking long road.
No, I know. It's just, it feels like that's what they're setting things up for, because
depends how the recalibration changes what they are going to do with it. Because you may not need it.
I can't remember if we said this off air before we recorded or if we said this already, but if the next logical step would be that they change the recalibration so that you can roll more than one thing, or you can have a roll, but let's say you, instead of being able to roll one thing, you can now roll two, and that's it's up to you whether you make that one talent and one attribute or two attributes. Then the next step from that would be the OP station. You don't need to go straight from where we are now to the OP station because you're missing a logical progression step and you're just literally going from 10 to 100, aren't you? You know, it's-
I agree, but just going off what they said on last week's stream, they were basically like, we're looking at replayability. We're looking for incentive. We're looking at reasons to make you want to play the game again.
Well. The optimization station does not give incentive.
No, but it depends where they put it. Do you remember they put DivTech at one point just in the dark zone?
Yeah.
Remember, let's
see where you're going with this.
Blue caches we used to farm for hours on end.
Yeah. They all this is good, but if you do not have content that is replayable, and I'm not on about like the open world, you don't have some incentive to play it.
See, this was my problem with the OP station in the first place. It gives you temporary incentive to play the game.
Yes.
Because you get your build and it's almost perfect. You go and grind some div tech. This is the old game, of course, not the new one. Go and grind some div tech, make your build better, stop playing because that build got fucking boring.
But there's a different way you could do it this time. We have world tiers. We didn't have that before.
Yes, we did.
To a degree, but that was to get to end game. Not to get to end game, but it was like the bottom of it, wasn't it? It wasn't.
You've lost me.
I can't explain what I mean, but it kind of feels like if we get like a world tier 6, I feel like what they would do is basically if they didn't introduce the optimization station, you'd get to keep your build, but obviously the attribute percentages would change. So maybe you were at like, I don't know, 10% or god roll in world tier 5, but you'd be lower in a world tier 6. So you'd have to farm again to get back up to god roll. I can imagine them doing something like that. Whether that ends up being the case or not, I
disagree, because I still think they'll do... We are making many, many assumptions in this conversation.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But
speculation radio.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
If the OP station does come back, it would be towards end of life of game, in my personal opinion. You know, if they've got a lot planned for year 2, I don't think optimization station is top of that list.
No.
So I think by the time that comes out, you're at the point where they're not doing gear score increases or world tier changes anymore. I think that's been and gone. And then it's like, well, here you go. Here's the optimization station just to make the builds that you've got left that aren't quite perfect, perfect.
I just feel like we're...
Well, I was just saying at which point the same thing happens in this game that happened in the first one and people just drop off because they've got nothing left to do. Optimization station is not an incentive. It just isn't.
No, I agree. It's kind of like what happened in TU6, isn't it?
It's basically a finishing move.
It depends what if they do anything else with it. That is the thing, isn't it? Would you agree? If they don't do anything else, if they don't increase like the world tier after that and then reduce...
But that's what I just said. I don't think they will. I think the optimization station will be at the point where everything stops dropping off. That will be like the crest of the hill, if you like, the crest of the wave, whatever, and just that's it. Then you start dropping off and... No, I don't want to say dead game, but that's when the life of the game begins to diminish, depending on live service and all that jazz that they keep going on about.
You're assuming the optimization station will be the same as it is in the first game.
Well, they're slowly turning this game into the first game, aren't they? So,
but that is what a lot of people have been arguing from the beginning that they should have done. Because
people don't like change because people are idiots.
I know. But what they tried something new and it's not worked and now... We're going back effectively, aren't we? And this is why I wanted to bring the conversation up, is it honestly feels like we're a step closer to the optimization station being definitely in the future. When? I don't know.
Wanted to talk about the OP station to make me wound up, didn't you?
Oh my God.
No, I didn't. I was honestly, I was being genuine when I asked the question.
No, you weren't. You were being a cunt.
If the OP station was geared towards hardcore players, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if for like one stat roll increase, you had to do something akin to the specialization field research?
That's what it should be. Like, or doing the raid. You have a
day's worth of grind just to get one point.
Yeah.
Oh, you just created a whole different amount of rage, didn't you?
Would you not think that would be, that would, because that would, that would appease the hardcore players a little bit?
It would. But on the same token, you'd piss off a lot of the casual players. Like, oh, the hardcore players have got the better loot have now just got even better loot because I haven't got the time to play it for 5 hours.
Get to be honest, though.
Oh, yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, but the people playing the game, the people that complain about having to delete a character, you know, because they've got four characters. The majority of people playing the game, or at least shouting a lot, are the hardcore players. It seems like there's a lot of people that are still playing the game are the hardcore players at the minute, which I can understand your point of view, but I just feel like we need to kind of stop catering towards that kind of mindset, because look at the hardcore mode. It doesn't give anything to anyone. If you die, that's it. That's all your time gone. If you get like an hour a week to play that, you're not going to play it, are you? I can't imagine someone.
Would you play it for an hour a week?
Huh? Yeah, but if you die, then that's like, fuck. I've spent like, I don't know, 5 weeks trying to get through that, and now I'm dead, and I have to start all over again. You're not really going to want to do
I do get your logic where you've just gone with that comment about the hardcore mode, but I like I said to you earlier, I still see the hardcore modes as a challenge. So regardless of whether you get an hour to play a night or four hours to play a night, it's still a challenge when you play it. You know, just because you've got less time to play it doesn't mean you don't play it as carefully as we would.
I
know where your headspace was at. However,
I'm just thinking like I feel like the game has tried its best to cater to everyone, and it's not worked to a certain degree at the minute. You said earlier there's no challenging content. There's no challenging content outside the raid, which we can do the raid now. Obviously, we're not like at 15 minutes, but if we had more difficult content, then it's blocking people, isn't it? The raid is technically kind of doing that, because I'm guessing more casual people won't be going, like, trying to jump in and play it. It's difficult because we're kind of getting back to like the discussions that we had with the Division 1, where we were like, the game is legendary modes, or, you know, this, that, and the other that we had. And people were complaining that they couldn't do it.
Mm.
But without that, you're not keeping your core base around, are you?
No, but I mean, you know, this is all theoretical because they haven't even mentioned the words optimization station yet. And we're saying they're putting it in the game with a fucking quest line. But
We said it today.
I just feel like a quest line akin to the field research crap would just kind of lock off too much of the player base, in my opinion. I might be completely wrong. They might do it, and everybody loves it. But
okay, see it another way. How many people do you think went and did their special field research off the back of Cassie having those gloves?
Well, they at least did half of it.
Half of it. But even that was still quite a bit to do, wasn't it?
Didn't you say you did it in like 20 minutes?
No, it took like 2 hours.
You said an hour?
Yeah, you didn't make it sound like it was a big deal.
No, but if you had to complete all of it, do you know what I mean? We still had to do something to earn something at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm fine with having to do something to earn something. I just feel like if the field research stuff does take a while to complete one, though. I know I've done them, so... I know they've reduced the grindiness of them, but they are still quite grindy.
Yeah.
It would piss people, you know, if you have to do this thing to get a point to do this next thing, and you need so many points to be able to do the OP thing a lot of times to, you know, you've got 6 gear pieces and weapons that you need to make OP. That's 8 points. That's 8 questline, like, grindy things to do. Just seems like a lot of work. Bearing in mind, the OP station would benefit the players that haven't got as much time as, let's use us as examples here. The OP station benefits people that don't play like us more so that they can catch up with people that have put the extra time in. But you're locking them behind being able to put more time in. It's kind of counterintuitive. That's all. Yeah, not to completely poo-poo Rob's
idea. But the game is a time sink anyway.
You could say the same thing about as the DZ, the Dark Zone credit version.
If they put it back in the Dark Zone, there's going to be people that won't go in the Dark Zone.
If you didn't have much time to play, you wouldn't better farm that many DZ credits. I mean, to begin with, that was the case, and then they changed it, and you could buy them, I'm pretty sure, with normal credits.
Yeah, I think you could, because I ended up farming.
Yeah, but that voids your argument then, doesn't it? They did it, people complained, they made it easier. So why would they put the questline thing in?
Because it should be. There should be more quest lines.
It forces you to play
stuff.
The game rather than just grinding the same thing.
I'm not disagreeing with you because I don't think it's a good idea.
No,
I'm
you're just looking at it from a different point of view, which is completely fair.
Trying to be objective, yes.
Yes.
Which is
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, because they have to think about it from all points of view. I just think at this point, we need to kind of be like...
I mean, I'd be fine with it, because, you know...
I'd try it, at least.
Yeah, I'd rather they just said categorically, you know, we've said Underground's not coming back, we've said Survival's not coming back, the OP station can burn in hell too.
But we didn't say the Optimized Station wasn't coming back.
To wait for next Amper Camper stream and just ask him, is it coming back?
Mate, now there's a good idea. Amper Camper said...
Yeah, we currently have no plans to bring back the Optimization Station.
Can we get him on the show and just ask him all the stuff and he just denies all of it? Amper Camper said...
He might as well have said, I can either confirm or deny that question. That must be it. That's all you can say.
Because he categorically denied it. He didn't, I can neither confirm nor deny. He's like, at the moment, it's not coming back.
Are you saying he did a better job than Drew at confirming it? Because Drew was like, maybe. It's definitely not coming back. But
I remember that now.
No, in all fairness,
he went into that feeling all strong and confident, didn't he? He was like, right,
do you reckon he was reading the comments on the chat? It's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Hey guys, don't worry. It might be coming back. I don't know.
Never say never.
He shrunk under the pressure, didn't he? He's like, yeah, I'm Johnny Big Balls. I'm telling the community there's no Survival. And then he read a couple of comments in chat.
I'm pretty sure
Yannick
said it, and then he backtracked.
He's like, well.
And then Drew backtracked, yeah.
Rob, before we go, do you want to see the Optimization Station come back?
Answer this carefully.
I don't really care.
You just want something to do, right?
Yeah. I thought when I saw this, I was like, oh, that's really good changes. But it's not going to solve any of the problems. We need more content. We need more game modes to play.
And projects that actually lead to something. Would you agree? Quest lines.
Yeah. Just give me a reason to play the game.
Can I just state before we move any further, just to reiterate, at no point has anybody associated with the Division game said fucking a word about the Optimization Station coming back in Division 2. I know we've talked about it for far too long on this podcast this week, but it's not fucking coming yet.
Subliminal. Yeah.
Did you not get that message from Amper? He was like, don't talk about it on the show, but guess what, guys? Guess what?
Don't say things like that.
I'm messing. No, fair play to him. He's like straight up and blunt about stuff, you know? Yeah, that's it for this week, I think.
Cool.
They basically just ended with episode 3 is coming. This is just a bit of a preview of what's coming up in the future after episode 3 has dropped.
Yeah, I like it. More of that, please. Yeah. More of the little tidbits.
You enjoyed that, did you? Yeah. Did you like the fact... I'm still waiting for this development roadmap that they're on about, but it's nice to kind of preview stuff a little bit earlier than we're likely to see.
It gives us stuff to speculate about.
Can we now have screenshots of the raid so we can speculate on that six months in advance?
Subject to change.
If we could talk about something that they didn't even talk about for half an hour, imagine how long we could talk about a raid screenshot.
Hey, look, we're good at analysing stuff. Do you remember when the trailers were coming out and we were like, oh, look at that. Oh, they changed that and this and that. Yeah.
We started fucking theorycrafting builds on the E3 demo fucking
gameplay video.
Videos. Yeah, didn't even know what the brand sets were.
And then it turns out you couldn't make any of them because they weren't six piece. They were like, they didn't even roll backpacks and chests in certain places and all the rest of it. Anyway, Robert, It's that time of the show. Where can the listeners find us?
You can find us over at Sitter Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as our personal accounts. Send any questions or feedback for the show to sitterradiopod@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Discord. The link is in the show notes. We want to hear your thoughts on the news and topics we cover, so be sure to leave a comment and join the discussion in any of those places. Luke?
Please leave a review of the show using the podcast app of your choice. We genuinely enjoy reading them all. The feedback is excellent, and at the end of the day, it does actually help other people to find our show. If you listen all the way to the very end of this podcast, you'll hear all the juicy details about the other awesome shows that are available on the Mash Those Buttons network. Thank you.
We do live stream as often as we can, so if you're interested in dropping by and chatting with us whilst we play The Division. And I believe, Robert, you've been streaming some Destiny this week.
No.
Well, last week.
No.
Definitely recently, because I saw the notification for it. Okay. You can find us all over at twitch.tv/sitrepradio. I don't know what you're laughing at, Luke. You shut the fuck up.
I don't play fucking Destiny, do I?
I'm still waiting for Luke to stream some Tarkov.
Yeah, good luck with that.
What's the point? He's hiding in a corner the whole time. Good luck.
Fucking hide in the corner, you prick.
Do you get offline and then hide in the corner? Like, Nat's like, what are you doing? I just...
In what world would I ever do that?
This one?
Like, creep around in the corner of my own house like some weird fucking rapist.
Guys, we finished the podcast. Stop arguing.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Rob.
Wow.
When are you going to grow some balls and play Tarkov?
Are you talking to me or Rob?
You didn't buy it, did you, you pussy? I'm talking to Rob.
When I run out of things to do in Destiny.
So tomorrow, just then, yeah?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah, haven't you finished like one of your three games that you play at the same time?
Yes.
There you go. Tarkov time, then. Let's go.
Tarkov Tuesday.
It's Wednesday, damn it.
You can't play it today then. We have been Sitter Radio. Thank you very much, agents, for listening and sticking with us all the way to the end of this podcast. Probably, maybe not. If not, we'll catch you next week. Bye bye.
Sequence complete. Security protocols deactivated. Server data replaced and CPU destroyed. Terminating connection in 3, 2.
Damn it, Luke. Say bye for once.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/themashnetwork, facebook.com/mashthosebuttons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/discord.
Oh boy, I sure do love Apex Legends. Let's drop really late and camp out like a bunch of pansies.
Oh, hell no! We're dropping spicy, motherfucker! Yeah!
Get your candy ass over to Dropping Spicy, a podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. Only on Mash Those Buttons.
Hey, this is Ramses from Push the Point, the Mash Those Buttons official Overwatch League podcast. Tune in every Tuesday where me and my co-host LaBosco break down player performances, storylines, and the league at large.